KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's partly cloudy to cloudy here in Atlantic, 42 degrees. We look for a possibility for some scattered light rain this afternoon, a high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Authorities in Council Bluffs say they're searching for a man who robbed a Casey's General Store last night. Sergeant Dave Dawson with the Council Bluffs Police Department says at around 8:30 a.m., a black man in his early 20s entered the store at 701 32nd Avenue and came into contact with the on-duty clerk. The man displayed what the clerk believed to be an automatic handgun that was tucked into the suspect's waistband. The suspect demanded all the cash in the register and fled on foot southbound with an undetermined amount of cash. The man was being described as about 6 feet 1 inch tall, weighing 130 pounds, and he wore dark clothing. Anyone with information about the crime is asked to contact Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. A collision between two vehicles Tuesday morning in Council Bluffs resulted in the death of one person and serious injuries to another, along with charges pending against one of the drivers. According to Council Bluffs Police, rescue personnel were called to the scene at the South Expressway and Betts Memorial Highway at around 9:45 a.m. An investigation showed a van driven by Armando Mendez of Council Bluffs was westbound on Betts. A Dodge Intrepid driven by 31-year-old Damian Morgan of Council Bluffs was eastbound and turning north onto the South Expressway. The van collided with the passenger side of the Intrepid. A front seat passenger in the car died in the crash. A rear seat passenger in the Intrepid suffered critical injuries and was transported to Creighton University Hospital. Both drivers suffered minor injuries in the crash. Currently, charges are pending toxicology results on Morgan. The names of the other individuals involved were being withheld pending notification of the next of kin. The Cass County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday released a report on recent arrests and an accident. Officials said on Sunday, 24-year-old Rodolfo Padilla Jr. of Yakima, Washington, was arrested on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Padilla was being held in the Cass County Jail on $100,000 bond. Last Saturday, deputies of the Cass County Sheriff's Office arrested 47-year-old Rex Talbot Luke of Anita on a charge of OWI second offense. Luke was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. On October 30th, 34-year-old Jolene Mardell Kane of Red Oak was arrested in Cass County on a district court warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Kane was brought to the Cass County Jail, later pled guilty, and was released. October 27th, 19-year-old Philip Reed Thompson Jr. of Lewis was arrested by deputies in Cass County on two Atlantic Police Department warrants for domestic abuse and two district court warrants for probation violation. Thompson was taken to the Cass County Jail and remained held Tuesday on $25,000 bond. The Sheriff's Department says they also responded to an accident at around 4:45 p.m. last Thursday. A car driven by 16-year-old Alyssa Sue Brosum of Griswold went out of control on 540th Street south of Griswold. The car entered the ditch and hit an outbuilding before coming to rest on the driver's side. Brosum and two passengers refused medical attention. The teen was cited for failure to maintain control. Damage from the crash amounted to $4,500. A pest control company employee is accused of planting electronic listening devices in a woman's home in Red Oak. 38-year-old Aaron Theodore Johnson of Red Oak was charged with electronic and/or mechanical eavesdropping, a serious misdemeanor. He also faces a felony charge of being a felon in possession of a firearm. Johnson was being held in the Montgomery County Jail Tuesday on $5,000 cash bond, awaiting an appearance before the magistrate. Red Oak police say an investigation into Johnson's alleged activities began after the Red Oak police received a complaint on Monday from 29-year-old Jessica Hale of Red Oak. Hale said a recording device had been found at her home located in the 400 block of North 7th Street, and upon further investigation, a second device was found, this time in Hale's bedroom. She told police the only person who would have had been granted access to her residence was Johnson, whose rural Red Oak residence is also the business location for RMPKA Pest Control Services. A search warrant executed at Johnson's home resulted in the discovery of similar items found to those in Hale's home, along with numerous computers, hard drives, and other electronic devices. During the investigation, it was determined Johnson had previously been convicted of a felony and was in possession of numerous firearm-related items and ammunition, all of which were seized. The investigation into Johnson's alleged activities continues. In addition, a forensic examination of the devices that were seized will be conducted by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. An investigation into a burglary early Tuesday morning resulted in an arrest. The Clarinda Police Department said 36-year-old Justin Joseph Reed of Clarinda was found hiding in a closet in a residence owned by Ralph Crawford on West Nottoway Street in Clarinda after officers and Page County Sheriff's deputies responded to a reported burglary in progress at around 4 a.m. Crawford was not home when the incident occurred. When officers arrived, they noticed a window screen had been removed and a pane of window glass was broken on one of the windows. Officers searched the residence and found Reed, who was arrested and being held on $5,000 bond in the Page County Jail. He faces a felony burglary charge along with misdemeanor charges that include destruction of property and possession of drug paraphernalia. A Creston man was arrested Monday on a Union County warrant for failure to appear in court on child support matters. Creston police said yesterday 40-year-old Travis David Ahrens was being held in the Union County Jail on $2,000 bond. And Creston police are investigating a couple of incidents of theft. Someone entered the Adams Street apartment sometime between October 26th and November 2nd and took lamps, bedding, a coffee pot, radio, fans, blinds, and curtains from three separate apartments. A door jamb was also damaged. The loss was estimated at $120. The other incident happened sometime between 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday when someone stole a pink Mongoose girl's bicycle from outside of a residence on Elm Street in Creston. The loss was estimated at $300. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.